Hi, and welcome once again to the blog of Jumix. Today's theme is future for May 10th, 2006. Today went by fast. I only had two classes to teach, but I've been worrying a lot about my Shimane Prefecture Elementary School ALT test. Well, not a test, really. It's an interview, and it's tomorrow. And I have to speak in nothing but Japanese for the entire interview. It's only like an hour long, but I'm still really nervous about it. If I fail the interview, I have to find a private ALT position, probably somewhere in Shimane or in Miyoshi where Signy works now. Signy's definitely going to be placed somewhere here in Shimane, but we don't know yet. We'll find out on the 24th. Actually, the boards of education know, but they won't tell us. It's a big secret. It's very annoying. I tried calling my my guy today, my supervisor today, and they're like, oh no, we're not going to tell you. Well, whatever. Well, so we don't know where we're going to be yet. And we also don't know what our future holds yet either. All right, I'm going to go ahead and say this in Japanese. 今日のテーマは将来。今日は早い終わりました。二つの授業だけをしたけど、明日の、姉妹県内専属小学校 ALT 仕事の面接について緊張しています。面接で日本語ばっかり話さなければなりません。面接を失敗したら、8月から私立 ALT 仕事を見つけなければなりません。すぐにはぜひ、姉妹県内 ALT 仕事を持っているが、場所がまだわかりませんです。将来もまだわかりませんです。Today's kanji means a subject of study. The Chinese reading is ka, just ka. There's no Japanese reading for today. Let's go on to the vocabulary. First is the study of science. This is a little different than science itself. It's sort of like if you went to college, this would be the college subject of science. And that's kagaku.Kagaku. Kagaku. Next is a curriculum. So like a curriculum in a school. And that's kamoku. 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 All right. Our next word means a course of study. Sort of the same thing as a curriculum. And that this is mainly like in a school.Though, and a curriculum can be outside of school as well. But this is a course of study in a school. And the word is gakka. Gakka. Be careful. Between the ga and the ka, there's a small pause. It's represented by a small su. So when you're reading it, don't read the su, but pause a little bit before you say the next ka. So it's gakka.Just like that. Our next word is subject. And this is just like a subject like math or English or whatever. And the word is kyouka. 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 Next is a surgical department in a hospital where they do surgery. And that's gekka. Gekka. Gekka.Ka, geka. And finally, we have the general word for science. And this is just means science in general. And that's rika, or rika, rika. All right, that's it for this time. Be sure to check us out on the web. And if you like the podcast, feel free to post about it. Thanks. Bye-bye.